This is Nature Notes, our look at the natural world in West Texas, from the prairies of Llano Estacado to the borderlands of the Chihuahuan Desert. Spring is sweet everywhere, but it comes with a special wonder in West Texas. The harsh edges of this land are softened. The rugged plants and animals of the place emerge in color and song. It's a reminder that life is more than endurance, and that the promise of renewal is abiding. Now, as the earth awakens, spring is announcing itself in West Texas in diverse ways. From Marfa Public Radio and the Sibley Nature Center in Midland, this is Nature Notes. I'm Dallas Baxter. In his 1999 book, Heralds of Spring in Texas, longtime Big Bend National Park naturalist Roland Wauer cataloged the very personal ways people across the state register the season's arrival. It's a common experience. As we connect with the natural world, we develop a phenology, a knowledge of cyclic natural phenomena that's more site-specific than the official calendar. For Linda Hedges of Olympia Crossing, spring is revealed in her native plant garden. It starts with one particular plant.
I was out yesterday near the arborita that's starting to flower and noticed, you know, like audibly, I could hear pollinators buzzing around. That's my personal harbinger of spring, which is arborita. When the first buds pop open, I know we're there.
Its name comes from the Spanish verb agarrar, to grab, and it's a little prickly, but arborita embodies tough desert beauty. Its blue-gray leaves are lustrous, and in February and March, its tiny yellow flowers offer food for native bees and other insects. Later, its fruits will sustain birds. Track the flowering of plants as spring deepens, and you'll notice that there's a succession or progression. Among cacti, claret cups bloom before prickly pears before choyas. It means continuous sustenance for bugs and birds. In her garden, Hedges tracks seasonal changes via penstemons, beautiful native plants with tubular flowers. The magenta-hued Wright's penstemon blooms first. The Havard penstemon, orangish-red, flowers next. Beardlip, the scarlet bugler, waits for monsoon rains. Hummingbirds are uniquely equipped to pollinate these plants.
So it's like the march of the penstemon. You know, one flowering cycle is going to replace the previous, which is really great for hummingbirds that rely on that nectar source.
Then there are markers of spring that are hard to miss.
I checked my notes the last couple of weeks trying to figure out when was the earliest I've ever seen turkey vultures in alpine. The earliest was the 3rd of March and the latest was the 7th. So it was kind of like, wow, they are right on target on that first week of March to come back.
That's David Larson, Fort Davis National Historic Site Superintendent. Turkey vultures return, as Larson notes, on a reliable schedule. Some will summer here, others will continue north as far as Canada. Indeed, seasonal signposts abound in the avian world, Larson says. From Midland to Big Bend, there are two birds whose songs are synonymous with springtime. The curved-bill thrasher has been called the default desert bird. It's a humble dun in color, but the melody of its song is brightness itself. Then there are Cassin sparrows. These birds, too, are modest in appearance, but they're unique in their skylarking, which means they sing while they fly. On lonesome prairies, their song is bittersweet and haunting. But pollination is the main attraction, and Larson says the region's solitary native bees are his first harbinger.
I'm standing at my house right now in Alpine, standing in front of a flowering plum. Right now, I'm just looking at all the bees coming to it. One of my favorite bees is the orchid bee, and I think that's a bug sign for spring for me. It's a metallic blue or metallic green bee. It's really small, but when you see it, it's just like, wow, that is a really beautiful bug.
Allowing your yard to grow out can attract and sustain native bees and other pollinators on which the planet's life relies.
So all my neighbors have these putting green lawns and things like that, and then there's me with a prairie on my lawn.
That's Michael Nickel, the Sibley Nature Center's museum scientist. In his Odessa neighborhood, his yard is an anomaly. And it's uniquely alive. That includes plants others dismiss as weeds.
Well, they're not weeds to me, they're wildflowers. And this is what's available to so many of our insects early in the spring. Things like henbits, stork's bill, also some of the mustard plants, like saw some today, spectacle pod mustards.
Migrating hummingbirds will nectar in Nickel's yard. And in a choya bramble on his property, a mated pair of curved-bill thrashers is already raising hatchlings. To experience Chihuahuan Desert springtime, nothing compares with Big Bend National Park. But birds and blooms aren't all that surges in March, says Tom Vandenberg, the park's chief of interpretation.
Spring break has sprung here. It's like in full force right now. We basically had about 2,000 people in the Panther Junction Visitor Center yesterday, which is significantly higher than I think any number we've ever recorded.
Some visitors aren't prepared for the swings of spring weather, ranging from almost 100 degrees on the river to near freezing in the high country nights. But Supervisory Ranger Kathy Hoyt says there's a bounty for those who leave their cars behind and explore the desert flats and canyons.
We've got an outstanding display of Torii yuccas right now. I've never seen the yuccas bloom like they are this year. It's just beautiful. And the creosote are blooming, the mountain laurels are blooming in the canyons. The Mexican buckeyes are in full bloom right now. There's a lot out there if you look for it.
New birds are appearing daily in the park, either as a stopover on migrations or to summer here. Black-chinned and Lucifer's hummingbirds, cliff swallows in the canyons, common black hawks near Rio Grande Village, elf owls, the world's smallest owl species, nesting in agave stalks. There are radiant birds like summer tanagers, painted redstarts, and vermilion flycatchers. And then full-time residents are absorbed in the business of courtship and homemaking, Vandenberg says.
And then, of course, cactus wrens are all over the place. They're always doing something worth watching. And they are one of the birds that just never stops vocalizing. This is, without a doubt, the most exciting time of the year, plant-wise, bird-wise, and people-wise.
Mammals, too, are stirring to new life, Hoyt says.
I think another sound of the spring for me is the singing of the coyotes very early in the morning. Almost every morning I wake up to the songs of the coyotes and the cactus wrens.
Measure your health by your sympathy with morning and spring, Henry David Thoreau wrote. If there's no response in you to the awakening of nature, know that the morning and spring of your life are past. Spring in West Texas is an invitation to join in Earth's renewal and be quickened in spirit. Nature Notes is supported by the Shield Ayers Foundation. This episode was written by Andrew Stewart. I'm Dallas Baxter. Thanks for listening.